Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Edge of Anarchy, The Railroad Barons, The Gilded Age. And The Greatest Labor Uprising in America is a work of narrative history by Jack Kelly that examines the Pullman strike of 1894 and the wider industrial world that produced it. Rather than treating the strike as an isolated labor dispute, the book places it inside the larger tensions of the Gilded Age rapid railroad expansion, corporate consolidation, class inequality, wage pressure, and the political influence of major business interests. Kelly uses the conflict around George Pullman, his company town, and the organizing efforts associated with Eugene V, Debs, and the American Railroad Union to show how labor unrest escalated into a national crisis. The book is designed both as historical explanation and as a case study in power, organization, and state response, making it useful for readers who want to understand how industrial capitalism, unionization, and government intervention interacted in late 19th century America. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Pullman strike as the book's central historical event. The book is built around the Pullman strike of 1894, which Kelly presents as the defining labor conflict of its era. This focus matters because the strike was not only a workplace dispute, but a national confrontation involving railroads, workers, courts, and federal power. By centering the narrative on this event, the book can trace how local grievances over wages and rents grew into a shutdown that affected transportation, commerce, and public order across the country. The strike provides a concrete framework for understanding the limits of individual protest when faced with coordinated corporate resistance. It also allows Kelly to show how rapidly a labor dispute could become a constitutional and political issue when the rail system, the dominant infrastructure of the age, was disrupted. In this way, the Pullman strike functions as both the subject of the book and the lens through which the broader industrial system is analyzed. Secondly, George Pullman and the contradictions of company town capitalism. A major theme of the book is the power exercised by George Pullman as both industrial innovator and employer. Kelly examines Pullman's creation of luxury sleeping cars and his model company town, but he also emphasizes the harsh logic behind that system. When the Depression of 1893 strained profits, Pullman cut wages while keeping rents and company control in place, leaving workers trapped between falling income and fixed living costs. This tension illustrates one of the book's most important arguments: paternalistic industrial order could look progressive on the surface while still concentrating economic power in the hands of management. The company town model is especially important because it tied employment, housing, and economic survival together, reducing worker autonomy. Kelly uses Pullman to show how industrial discipline was enforced not only through wages, but through the structure of daily life, making the conflict over labor conditions inseparable from broader questions of freedom and dependency. Thirdly, Eugene V, Debs and the Challenge of Large-Scale Labor Organizing. The book also devotes substantial attention to Eugene V, Debs and the American Railroad Union, which represented a new scale of labor organization. Kelly presents Debs as a crucial figure because he understood that isolated craft unions were often too weak to confront railroad corporations acting across multiple lines and regions. The American Railroad Union was significant precisely because it attempted to unite workers beyond narrow occupational divisions, creating the possibility of broader solidarity. This was a strategic turning point in labor history, and the book uses it to explore the practical difficulties of organizing a mass movement's internal disagreements, uneven worker participation, and the risks of escalating confrontation before political support was secure. Kelly does not portray labor as uncomplicatedly virtuous. Instead, he shows that organizing required discipline, coordination, and judgment. Debs becomes the book's key example of how labor activism could move from protest to collective power, while also revealing how fragile that power remained when confronted by better financed institutions. Fourthly, railroad corporations, monopolistic coordination, and the power of capital. Another central line of analysis is the way railroad owners and associated corporations cooperated to defeat labor resistance. Kelly shows that the railroads were not simply individual firms competing in an open market. They often acted in concert to protect rates, preserve control, and punish workers who supported the strike. This coordination highlights the book's broader critique of Gilded Age capitalism, where consolidation gave employers enormous leverage over wages and employment conditions. The railroads also mattered because they were essential infrastructure, meaning that a conflict in one part of the system could ripple outward through shipping, coal, food distribution, and industrial supply chains. By focusing on this network of corporate power, the book explains why labor conflict in the railroad sector had national consequences. It also frames the strike as a clash between decentralized worker action and highly organized capital, with the latter often better positioned to coordinate legal, financial, and logistical responses. Lastly, federal intervention, and the political alignment of government with business. The book's final major dimension is the role of the federal government, which Kelly portrays as decisive in turning a labor conflict into a national confrontation. The intervention of injunctions and federal troops demonstrates how state power could be used to support corporate interests rather than act as a neutral referee. This is one of the book's most important historical implications because it shows that labor disputes in the Gilded Age were not settled only by market forces or workplace bargaining. They were shaped by courts, executive authority, and the political assumptions of the era. Kelly uses this episode to reveal how government leaders interpreted disorder as a threat to order itself, even when the underlying conflict involved wages and working conditions. That perspective helps explain why the book remains relevant. It studies not just a strike, but the recurring problem of who state power protects during economic crisis. The result is a history of labor that is also a history of governance, law, and legitimacy. In conclusion, The Edge of Anarchy should be read by anyone interested in American labor history, the Gilded Age, railroad capitalism, or the long struggle over worker organizing and corporate power. It is especially valuable for readers who want more than a simplified heroes versus villains account. Because Kelly presents the strike as a layered conflict shaped by economics, corporate strategy, union politics, and government action. That balance gives the book strong analytical value for students and general readers alike. It helps explain why the Pullman strike mattered then, and why its issues still resonate in discussions of labor rights, inequality, and public authority. Compared with many books on industrial America, this one stands out for combining a clear narrative structure with a wide-angle view of the system behind the event. Rather than isolating one figure or one moment, it connects company town control, railroad consolidation, union strategy, and federal intervention into a single historical argument. The result is a work that is both accessible and interpretively rich, making it a strong choice for readers seeking a serious but readable account of how modern labor conflict took shape in the United States. If you would like to support Jack Kelly, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.